The Matanuska Valley has long been the heart of the state's agricultural industry. Growers are riding the crest of the local food trend, which provides something of an economic boost to small farmers. But some say the Eat Local movement is another fad, and a long-term agricultural economy needs better facilities to expand potential markets. An agriculture processing and development center has been a dream of Valley growers since the late 1960s. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports on efforts to make it a reality.
In 1968, a University of Alaska report found Mat Valley peas, compared to their lower 48 counterparts, to be of superior quality while providing greater harvests per acre.
We don't have a pea industry up here because we don't have a way to freeze them, but we have fabulous peas.
Marion Romano, a former Matsu Borough employee who has followed the fortunes of the Planned Ag Center for years, says it will take more than tasty fresh produce to get the facility built.
It's not just somebody's idea of it might, you know, this will be great, let's build it. It's, I have a product that I want to sell and I believe there's a market who wants to buy it. Then you can move forward with an entrepreneur who's ready for that challenge.
The peace study found that 1960s Alaska didn't have the population to support a pea production facility. But these days, Valley population is growing, and with it, a demand for local produce.
And just take these big leaves, and you can make a bunch out of them. We'll do it that way.
Right below Pioneer Peak, Paula G. Oakes, 600 acres of vegetables spreads out in razor-straight lines of lettuce, kale, cabbage, and broccoli, all destined for her father's wholesale produce market. Gioke is showing a crew of a dozen or more pickers how to properly cut and bunch kale leaves. Bunches are stacked in waxed cardboard boxes ready for shipping.
It all stays in state. It goes to the local grocery stores and to the wholesalers and military.
The downside, production stops in fall. Carrots, potatoes, and cabbage will store until December, but most of Gioke's business halts with the frost. Could an ag center help her business expand?
Definitely. I would like to expand in those areas, like as far as the broccoli production and the cabbage production. Maybe they could produce like cream of broccoli soup and potato soup and some of those things utilizing what we grow here.
Since the mid-1990s, the borough has acquired grants to pay for a series of studies on the feasibility of an ag center. The borough even gave the state $75,000 for a market analysis related to a central processing facility.
I forgot to turn that off. DeVilbiss.
Larry DeVilbiss sits behind the wide borough mayor's desk. But with his sturdy work shirt and Wolverine Farm cap, he looks like someone who has just come in from milking the cows. Actually, he has just come in from milking his two dairy cows. He raises beef cattle now, but started out as a carrot producer.
As far as I know, we were the first farmers in the state that sustained ourselves just basically growing carrots. And, you know, we could do that with existing infrastructure on the farm, but we came to a point where we realized about 50% of the carrot market was in what's now called the baby peeled carrots that are bagged and everything. That's a level of processing that you cannot do in an ordinary farm root cellar. You've got to have a DEC-approved facility.
DeVilbiss says the Ag Center is on the borough's legislative wish list, but it takes a back seat to big projects like the Kinnickarm Crossing. But the farmer in DeVilbiss understands the need for the processing center. DeVilbiss says in his carrot farmer days, he outgrew his own facilities and had to lease Anchorage storage space to expand his business.
There's a new generation of farmers that we need to grow out of the, what I would call the farmer's market phase, where they're just seasonally selling fresh produce, into the phase of managing a business that goes year-round. And I think this facility would help them do that.
He says the borough shouldn't rely on federal funds. Instead, it will take entrepreneurs to get things moving. Last year, the borough assembly put out a request for proposals for design documents and began searching for a contractor with a $250,000 state grant scored in 2006, thanks to then-Senator Lyda Green. That design is complete. There is just no money for construction yet. I'm Ellen Lockyer.